Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sophia and Cameron with your 10 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, the Queensland Government has announced its plans to dismiss the demolish and rebuild of the Gabba for the next 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games. The government has spent more than $6 million on scrap plans, but they insist the rebuild work will not go to waste. The government says it still has future value because the report of costs identified the work needed to address maintenance and of the stadium to improve women's participation and disability accesses. In national news, traditional owners celebrates at the Jabiluka site surrounded by the Kakadu National Park that will never be mined. The federal government will begin the process of permanently protecting the site from future expanded uranium under the coalition's nuclear power policy. The federal government rejected the application by Energy Resources Australia extending the underdeveloped uranium lease for 10 years. Mr. Albanese has said the Mirra people have loved and cared for their land for more than 60,000 years. Our government will work with them to keep it safe for all time. The site lease ends on August 11th and the site will be absorbed to into the Kakadu National Park.
The United States is currently Australia's largest export in the meat market. In the first half of 2024, Australia exported 15,430 tons of beef to the US, which is up by 75% from the previous year. Global Agritrends analyst Simon Quilty said the US has been forced to import large amounts of beef. They have an insatiable appetite for sucking up as much meat globally to blend with their own meat, he said. Australian cattle prices are on the rise, with the national indicator showing it was at its highest since February 2023. This is largely believed due to be to the export demand from the US. Meat livestock Tim Jackson believes that if we don't put a limit on the amount of meat we export, it could lead to a nationwide shortage. In international news, China's birth weight is dwindling, and illegal pregnancy tests are sparking a countrywide scandal. Investigation into 16 companies revealed that at least one woman of 168 pregnancy tests demanded in job applications were refused a job due to being pregnant. After the one-child policy in Beijing ended in 2015, China has been suffering from consequences of forced sterilizations, coercive abortions, and punishments for having a second child. An analysis from the Italian Institute of International Political Studies, Gabriel Manca, has said that more than 30 years of birth control deeply affected the socialization of new generations, who mostly grew up as only children. Now, with less and less women making the population, China's women are finding themselves under immense pressure whilst also potentially holding immense power. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with light winds. It is currently 13 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is expected to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That is all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more.
In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zzz.org.au/news.